From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. If the government wants to look at your mail, they need a warrant, but there are no similar protections for your email. Now some in Congress want to change that, including U.S. Representative Susan DelBene, especially in light of the recent revelations about government surveillance. Susan DelBene represents Washington State's 1st Congressional District. That includes Whatcom, Skagit, and Snohomish counties. And she's proposing two bills to protect personal privacy. And she joins us now. Susan DelBene, thanks so much for taking the time.
No, thank you for having me.
So what electronic information is the government currently tracking that concerns you?
Well, I think right now we've obviously had situations here recently with phone records, with people's information being made available not to their knowledge. It's important that we have legislation in place that's up to date with the way technology is today.
And you have two bills related to this, one that would update the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. What would that do and why is that necessary?
Well, there's an old act that was done in 1986. Clearly, a lot has changed in terms of the way we communicate since 1986. Right now, the people expect that if there was information in your home, for example, law enforcement would need a warrant to go access that letter in your desk. But there are no such restrictions on email or geolocation information, information about location that comes from cell phones. And so they aren't put up to a warrant standard. The bill that I've co-sponsored is about making sure we update those laws and that we have similar warrant standards for information, electronic information, like we do for physical information.
So when you're thinking about crafting this kind of legislation, how do you, in your mind, balance between the value of protecting personal privacy on the one hand, and on the other, protecting people against the possibility of a terrorist plot that this kind of government surveillance might uncover?
This is about updating the law to make sure that we are dealing with the new way that people communicate. Civil liberties versus national security need to be balanced so that our intelligence organizations, et cetera, are able to track down people who are, you know, committing crimes of terrorism in our country, separate being able to protect the civil liberties of our citizens. And we haven't really had legislation on that. So I think we want to make sure that there's a clear standard.
You know, the polling that I've seen looking at what Americans think of these programs is kind of mixed. There's a lot of ambivalence out there, I would say. And I'm wondering what your constituents are saying to you in the 1st Congressional District in Whatcom, Skagit, and Snohomish counties.
Well, I think right now people are a little bit confused. I think people assumed that there were certain privacy laws in place, like a warrant standard. So part of this is that folks are learning.
Susan DelBene is with us. She represents Washington's 1st Congressional District. She proposed one bill that would require the government to get a warrant before reading your emails and other electronic information. I know a couple of weeks ago during a congressional hearing on the IRS audit scandal, you were talking to Attorney General Eric Holder about internet privacy. And I'm wondering how much support you're getting from the Obama administration on efforts to strengthen privacy at this point.
Well, I did speak with the Attorney General, and he agreed that we need to have reform. And so that's definitely a positive sign. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to move forward on this legislation.
Well, last question. How likely is it we're going to see some kind of bill pass Congress this year that would strengthen standards for privacy?
There are a few bills out there, some that just do pieces of what we've been talking about, some that are more comprehensive, all have bipartisan support. I'm hopeful we'll be able to get some legislation into committee and probably get it moving forward and also get legislation moving in the Senate.
Susan DelBene, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you very much.
Susan DelBene represents the 1st Congressional District. That includes Whatcom, Skagit, and Snohomish counties. And she's proposed a bill in Congress to require the government to get a warrant before reading your email and other electronic information. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.